Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and the anniversary of the Sandy Hook school shooting has come and gone, and not a single piece of legislation has passed Congress on gun reform. And while 109 bills have become laws in states across the country, 70 of those, a clear majority, have loosened gun restrictions, not tightened them. Jersey City Mayor Steve Fulop has an idea that could change the level of accountability government imposes on gun manufacturers, but not through laws, through the power of the purse. He wants any manufacturer bidding to win a government contract, think of all the guns that a police department buys, for example, to have to answer some key questions about their social responsibility. The NRA doesn't like this idea, needless to say. Jersey City Mayor Steve Fulop joins us now to explain why he's going forward with it anyway. Mayor Fulop, welcome back to WNYC.
Hey, Brian. Thanks for having me.
So what questions are you asking gun manufacturers who might be bidding to win government contracts?
So the normal way it works is that we look obviously at safety and price, and we're going to have there's six questions. Nobody's going to answer them perfectly aligned with my view, I believe, but they deal with how one resells weapons, how people view selling of assault-style weapons, how they use their brand in aggressive video games. So, you know, corporate responsibility is not a new way of thinking, whether it's child labor laws, environmental practices. Every other industry is held accountable, really, except for gun manufacturers or gun dealers. So municipalities can actually influence the dialogue on this, and that's where we are.
So you've got a little survey that says, what do you do to combat illegal gun trafficking and illegal gun crime? You ask, do you manufacture and sell assault weapons for civilian use? Do you agree not to sell certain models of firearms for civilian use? Are you requiring your dealers to conduct background checks? Do you fund research related to gun violence and smart gun technology? And will you commit to prohibiting your brand name from being used in violent video games? Have you gotten, I mean, it's a great list. Have you gotten any responses yet, or is it just too early because you're proposing it now?
It's just too early. The RFP just went out. But, you know, several mayors met, Bill de Blasio included, myself included, the mayor of L.A., Seattle, with President Obama on Friday, and it's something I brought up in the group. You know, Bill de Blasio has the ability, or Eric Garcetti in L.A., to really influence the dialogue. I have 1,000 police officers, so our ammo purchase and our weapons purchase per year is several hundred thousand dollars. You know, New York City has 35,000 police officers. So just to put into perspective what the purchasing ability the mayor of New York can control and how he can influence the dialogue based on where he decides to purchase those that equipment. So, you know, if other mayors was to do it, you would certainly see the gun manufacturers change their dialogue to some degree, because you're talking about millions upon millions of dollars per year.
Some of these questions are really different from each other. And so if the NRA was going to object, which it is, you know, I could see them having more of a case on some and less of a case on another. So, for example, when you ask, what do you do to combat illegal gun trafficking and illegal gun crime? There you're asking a manufacturer to be socially responsible with this product that he legally manufactures and sells. Or do you agree to require your dealers to conduct background checks? People want to trace sometimes, you know, the illegal weapons that get out around the country to distribution methods by some of the manufacturers that make it easier. So those are really interesting questions that, you know, I think it would be harder to object to. But then when you ask, do you manufacture and sell assault weapons for civilian use, you're just asking them if they do something that's perfectly legal, which is to manufacture weapons that are legal under the law that people can buy if they pass the background checks at their gun dealerships.
True.
Right?
True. Absolutely true. All accurate. So, you know, we actually did that with Moms Demand Action, which is a national organization, and they helped us frame some of the questions there. And then we had some New Jersey groups that are very active as well engage and help us on this. So, you know, the questions are a variety in scope, and we'd expect somebody is going to answer, because once you get to a scale of other cities doing it, you're going to be talking about serious dollars.
Yeah. And when you ask, will you commit to prohibiting your brand name from being used in violent video games, is that something that goes on a lot now?
Yeah, I think if you look at some of the games that are out there, I think you'd see that they're fairly aggressive in how they're using those brands, whether it's Beretta or Glock. And the gun manufacturers and gun dealers really don't care, obviously. So, you know, it's just another component trying to gauge where they are on this.
What do you make of the fact that here, as we observe the anniversary of the Newtown school shooting, which was, of course, Saturday, the one-year point, that news outlets that have rounded up the number of gun bills that became laws in states across the country in the last year did come up with the stat of 109 new gun bills, 70 of them loosen gun restrictions, and only 39 tighten gun restrictions. One might have predicted the opposite ratio. What do you make of it?
Well, I think it's hard to say that anybody who's interested in gun reform, it would be hard to say that we're not losing that argument, whether it's on the local level, the state level, or the federal level. You know, I read that stat as well, Brian. Also in Colorado, obviously home of Columbine, there were two legislators who were recalled solely on their position of looking to enforce stricter gun laws, and a third one resigned knowing that the recall was coming. So, you know,
Columbine and Aurora, the movie theater shooting.
Yeah, I think that if you look at the money spent by the gun lobbyists versus the gun reform advocates, you would see it's 6 or 7 to 1. So the amount of money that's coming in just trumps, you know, the message, even in common sense reform. So, you know, unfortunately, that's the state of politics today in this country.
And in other Colorado news, did you see that all but 7 of the 62 sheriffs in Colorado are refusing to enforce the tighter gun laws that were passed there in the past year, arguing that they're too vague and violate the Second Amendment? And it's not just in Colorado. 2 New York sheriffs have said publicly that they would not enforce the new tough gun laws passed here in January. New York is one of the states, as you know, that did pass some tightenings of gun restrictions. And a lot of these sheriffs are not from urban areas. Predictably, urban police chiefs tend to support strict gun laws. Do you think using the purse is a better option than using the legislature?
I think it is, because you're never going to get anything accomplished via the legislative process, unfortunately, in the state of this country, certainly on the federal level and then in some of the states. But, you know, a lot of the urban areas tend to have progressive mayors, and there's an opportunity to really influence the dialogue. I mean, you know, Mayor de Blasio certainly has that ability better than anybody, just based on the size of, you know, the New York City Police Department. You know, I just want to cut the NRA's response, actually, to this was really interesting. They commented last week and they said that that I should know better, as the grandson of Holocaust survivors, the importance of having access to guns. And it's really like an asinine backwards comment and frame of thinking. So, you know, but at the end of the day, it's really amazing that it still doesn't move the needle on the conversation as it relates to gun reform.
Well, make that argument. If somebody says that if the Jews in Germany had a right to bear arms, it wouldn't have been so easy for the Nazis to stage the Holocaust.
Well, look, if my grandparents had guns in their house when the Nazis came, my grandparents would be dead and I wouldn't be here. So, you know, that's probably the reality of the situation. But I don't think that you can equate religious persecution to a manipulation of the intent of the Second Amendment. I don't think they're hand in hand, or there's any correlation whatsoever between the two.
Have you heard from other mayors that they'll join forces with you in this and try to make it a big national thing?
So on Friday, the conversation at the White House was really productive, and several of them asked me to send over our RFP, what we're doing, including Mayor de Blasio. And, you know, there's I think we need to follow up and have a conversation, but there was certainly a lot of interest there.
The mayor of Jersey City, Steve Fulop, before you go, on a completely other topic, you did not endorse Governor Christie in his reelection bid. You're a Democrat. Are you worried that you'll experience any retribution? Do you buy the argument that the mayor of Fort Lee was punished for not having endorsed the governor, even though the mayor of Fort Lee is a Democrat, through the Port Authority shutting down those access lanes to the GW Bridge in September?
I can't really speak to that particular situation. I could tell you that, so I've been here 6 months. I obviously didn't endorse Governor Christie. I could tell you that whether it be state funding or issues that Jersey City needs from state government. You know, the conversation hasn't changed regarding the state, and the state has actually been helpful in certain things. So I can't speak to what the relationship is between the mayor, Fort Lee, and Governor Christie. I can tell you from the Jersey City side that, you know, we just had we're doing an employment reentry, really trying to create a national model. We just got a nice grant from the state, and I don't think that would have happened without the governor's office involved. So
is there a perception among mayors that there is a naughty and nice list hanging in Christie's office?
You know, I think that that perception exists around people, certainly around the Democratic Party and those Republicans that are more engaged and less engaged. I think that certainly is fair to say. I could just tell you from my personal experience, from somebody who hasn't endorsed him and hasn't had a particularly strong relationship personally, we still see when we ask for support for certain state projects, it's looked at on its merits.
Well, that's good to hear. And I guess you won't have to be fiercely guarding the local access lanes to the Holland Tunnel in that case,
no,
right?
No, hopefully not.
Jersey Mayor City, Steve Fulop, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much, Brian.